Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samech Aleph, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Samech Amid Beis. So the second part of yesterday's daf was a new sugya. We're continuing to discuss the Neskalin, Elohein HaNeskalin. The Gemara had gotten involved in the Megadeth, which digressed into four or five blot of sugyas of Bnei Noach, some of the more geshmak, edafen, and chas. And now we return to the list of Neskalin, the second of which is a Oved Avodas Kechavim. So if someone's Oved Avodas Zara, he's Chayv Skilo. How do we know that you're not allowed to be Oved Avodas Zara? It says it countless times in the Torah. There are two ideas that are mentioned over and over and over again in the Torah. One is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Another one is the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam points out it's because these two things are so important, they're so crucial to being a Yid, they're so fundamental that the Torah repeated it over and over and over again. So there are many, many psukim that discuss the Isser of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in the next few blot is going to go through several of these psukim. But for now, we began with the introductory Mishnah. The Mishnah said that ha'oived avodas kechavim, if someone's oived avodas zarah, is chayiv skil. And then the Mishnah gave a few examples of what avodas zarah is. Echad ha'oived, which is general. Ve'echad ha'mizabeach, if somebody shechts an animal avodas zarah. Ve'echad ha'mikater, or if somebody is makter, the basar of an animal, l'shem avodah zarah. Ve'echad ha-menasech, which the Gemara said means either nisuch, in such as nisuch ha-mayim, nisuch ha-yayin, or even zrikas adam. Ve'echad ha-meshtachver, if somebody bows down to avodah zarah, those would all be examples of worshipping avodah zarah. And then finally, ve'echad ha-mekabli olav ledoika, ve'ha-oymer loy eliator. If someone just generally, he talks, we'll see more about that in the Gemara, and he says, I'm taking upon this avodah zarah as my elokus, that in and of itself would be avodah zarah. But as it relates to the types of avodah that constitute avodah zarah, so the Mishnah said, echad ha-oyved, which is general, and then the Mishnah gave four examples. Somebody shechts, he's makter, he's menasich, and he's mishtachver. So the Gemara says, how do you make sense of this Mishnah? So the Gemara said as follows. When it said Echad Oved, what it means is that if somebody worships an Avodah Zarah Kedarko, meaning there were different Avodah Zarahs that apparently had their own unique ways that people used to worship them. The Gemara talked about some of the extremes, Baal Pa'ar, Markulis, where the Derech Avodah was even Derech Bezayin. But the point is, there were probably many different types of Avodah Zarah, all of which had their own unique way of worshiping them. So even if it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, even if there's no Makar to it in the Torah, not in Teresh Piksav, not in Teresh Vapeh, but if the Minig HaPagans is to worship this Avodah Zarah in this way, and you do that, that's Echad HaOved. You're going to be Chayav Skila. In addition to that, there are certain things that are considered universal ways of worshiping an Avodah Zarah. So even if no one's ever done it before, even if it's not the Derech of the Pagans to do it, but if you do that to any Avodah Zarah in the world, you're going to be Chayav. And what are the examples? The Mishnah gives four. That's how someone shechts an animal, he's makter, he's menasech, or if he's mishtachem. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? How do we know that? So the Gemara said, the cheshbon is as follows. It says in the pasuk, zeveach le'elohim yachram, bilti l'Hashem levadi. Now this pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. So this is one of the first psukim in the Torah that talk about Avodah Zarah. The first, of course, is Parshas Yisroel, the Aseres Hadibros. The second one of the Aseres HaDibros is the Isra Avodah Zarah. But then right away, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah repeats a pasuk that says, Zoyveach Elohim Yachram, Bilti Lashem Levadai. And it's interesting, if you look in the Rishonim, Rashi Ala Torah, the Ramban Ala Torah, Ibn Ezra, the Sfarno, the Rashbam, they're all bothered why the Torah had to mention this pasuk. And really, the Ramban doesn't understand why everybody's so bothered. There's so many psukim that talk about Avodah Zarah. Not just that, Zoyveach Elohim Yachram. If somebody shechts Elohim to Avodah Zarah, Yachram. What does Yachram mean? Miloshem Cheren, he's going to be confiscated. He himself is going to be Chayev Misa. Rashi says, you must. That's the definition of Yochram. So the Ramban says, you want to know why the Torah had to say Zevech Lelehim Yochram? This is the second time the Torah even mentioned Avodah Zarah. The first time it was mentioned in the Ten Commandments, which tells us that it's super duper chamor, but we don't even know what the punishment is. What's the oinish? Is it a regular loisaseh? So here the Torah has to say, Zoveach lelehim yachram, that if somebody shechts Avodah Zarah, he's going to be chayiv misa. But if you look at the Rishonim are bothered why the Torah had to mention this pasuk. Again, al derech hapshat. The Sefurna says something interesting. The Sefurna says that elehim is a lashon rabin. Zoveach lelehim l'chol elehus yachtov. So this is something we spoke a lot about in the beginning of the week. Shitov. Zevech lelehim yachram, says the Sfurna, is the makar to shitov. that you're not allowed to believe in Hashem or serve Hashem and also serve another deity. Why do we speak about this? Because Natsros is Shittuf. And we mentioned the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ba'al Tosfos, whether a Noitzri is treated in Halacha as an Eved Avodah Zarah, he's not treated in Halacha as an Eved Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Machlokes Surah, says that a Benoyach or Noitzri was considered an Eved Avodah Zarah. The Ramah seems to say not that way in Erechaim, Simek, Kufnu, and Vav, but either way, the Sforn is saying that this Pasuk is the Makar. But this is all Aderech HaPshat. The way the Gemara goes is Avech Lelihim Yachim is just another Pasuk that teaches us that you're not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. What's the end of the Pasuk? Bilti Lashem Levadei. So the Gemara said that Bilti Lashem Levadei is really the key. Bilti Lashem Levadei teaches us that every Avodah has to be done LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once upon a time, we had a Beis HaMikdash. The Kayanim used to do their Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were only allowed to do Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilti Lashem Levadei. If that's the case, if all Avodahs have to be done dafka for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why then did the Torah have to say Zoyveach Leilohim Yachram? Zvicha, Shchita is a form of Avodah. It's an example of an Avodah. So if it's an example of an Avodah, why did the Torah have to single it out? Says the Gemara, and this is the punchline really of the Sugya, because Zvicha Bechlal Hoysa V'yotza Menachlal Lelamed. And what's the rule? It's one of the Shlesh Esri Midah, Sha'atayr Nedresh Esbehem. Loi lelamid al atzma yotza, el lelamid al klal kula yotza. Meaning, although Bilti Lashem Levadi seems to say that all Avodahs are Aser, whether it's Kedarka, whether it's Shalei Kedarka, all Avodas Aser, but Zvicha Bechlal Hoysa, and Zvicha teaches me how exactly to qualify the Klal. And how do you qualify the Klal? Do me the Zvicha. What's unique about Zvicha? It's an Avodah that was done Bifnim, it was done inside the Beis HaMikdash. So too, the only time you're ever going to be Chayef for being Oved Avodah Zarah, where it's Shalei Kedarka, is if you're doing an avoida, but that's an avoida pnim. It has to be dumi the zvicha. But if the avoida is not going to be an avoida that's dumi the zvicha, in that case, you're not going to be chayv. So it could be an avoida, it could be derech kovid. But if there's no equivalent thereof, where the yidin, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Mishkan, they would do this exact avoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Allah is not going to be chayv. And even though it says Bilti Lashem Levadi, it sounds like all avoidas, but Zvicha Bechlal Hoysa, V'yotza Min HaKlal Olamid Al HaKlal Kuloi, to tell me that the only time there's an idea of Bilti Lashem Levadi is if the avoid is similar to Zvicha. What's unique about Zvicha? Zvicha is an avoidas pimp. Now the truth is that for the briskers, when you learn Kachin, so you learn that Shchita Lav Avoidah. Shchita is really not an avoidah. Here we have Zvicha as the epitome of an avodas pnim that's being used lelamid ala klal kula yatsa. So we'll save that for zvachim yudale. That's the zvachim sugyas already. But the bottom line is zaveach was bechlal v'yatsa min haklal to teach me that halacha. Stating that there's one avoda mentioned in the Mishnah that wasn't avodas pnim, and that was hishtachaveh. There was no hishtachavoya as an avoida that the Kehanim used to do. Now, there was an idea that when somebody came up to the Beis HaMikdash, he had to be mishtachava, but it's not considered, Chazal didn't treat hishtachava as shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, zricha, haktara, nisach. It wasn't considered a avoidas pnim in the laws of kachim. And still the Mishnah says you're going to be chayef hishtachava. So how do you know you're chayef hishtachava? So the Gemara said, it's learned out from another pasuk. Dvarim yud zayin, Psukim Gimel, Dalet, hey, the pasuk over there says, Vayelech Vayavad Elohim Acherim. We're talking about Hashem is warning the Yidden, Moshe, Mishnah Torah, that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure you don't do Avodah Zarah. And he gives examples of Avodah Zarah. Vayishtachavu Lahem, you're going to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. V'lashemesh, or you're going to bow down to the sun, or the erech, to the moon, or the chotzvah, shemai masha, loitzivisi. And then two psukim later. What happens if somebody does that? Vaytzeisos, eishahu eis, eishahi, asha osu es adova arazeh, el shorecha, uskaltem, vavonem vamesu. You're going to be chayiv skilo. So you see chayiv skilo, even for hishtachava. So says the Gemara that even those zvicha b'chal hoysa v'yotzim ala klal olamid ala klal kule, that the only time yichayiv is avodas pnim, and even though hishtachava is not avodas pnim, still echad hamishtachava, if someone bows down to an avodas zara, whether it's the shemesh, whether it's the areach, whether it's any other form of elihim acherim, you're going to be chayiv even shaloi kadarka. What? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says v'yishtachavu lahem, and then afterwards it says if somebody does that uskaltem ba'avonim v'mesu. In other words, hishtachava is the exception of the rule, says the Gemara, and that's what we're going to pick up. And this kasha is going to take us till two thirds of the way down Samech Aleph Amid Beis kasha, and the Gemara's discussion of it. So you have to get the kasha. How does the Gemara know to say that Zvicha was Bechlal, the Yotzam and Aklal Lelamed Ala Klal Kuloi, to tell me that the only time Yichayev Shaloi Kedarka is if the avoida that you're doing is similar to Zvicha, which is an avoida's pnim, Maybe say fakert. Maybe say hishtachava b'chlal hoysa. Biltil Hashem levada is all inclusive. When it says in Dvarim Yudzayin, vayishtachavu lahem, hishtachava was yotzam en haklal, and maybe hishtachava is melamed al haklal kuloi. And hishtachava is going to teach me that biltil Hashem levada is more inclusive, not dum yedizvicha, which is limited to the avodas that were done bifnim, but rather dum yedishtachava, which is any avoda that's derech kovid, even if it wasn't done bifnim, maybe then you're going to be chayev. So how do you know that zvicha is the yotzei min haklal olamid? Maybe hishtachava was the yotzei min haklal olamid. Now says the Gemara, v'chi teimer rava bar Rav Chanan. He followed through with the question. Zeveach lomali, you're going to ask me, why did I have to say zvicha then? What's the cheshbon? Because bishloim of zvicha is the one that's yotzei min haklal. So zvicha teaches me that the only time you're chayev bilti l'Hashem levadai, the only time you're chayev is avodas pnim. So I understand why the Torah has to tell me hishtachava, because hishtachava is not avodas pnim. So zvicha tells me you're only chayev avodas pnim. Hishtachava says that even though it's not avodas pnim, still you're going to be chayev. But if hishtachava is the one that's yotzei min haklal, so I know you're always chayev even if it's not avodas pnim. So why does the Torah have to tell me zvicha? If you're chayev hishtachava, then certainly you're going to be chayev for zvicha. It's bechlal masayimona. Madach hishtachava, which is an avoda that's derech kovid, that's not bifnim yechayev, certainly you should be chayev for zvicha. So the chitim is a veach lomali. So Rava bar Rav Chanan preempted this follow-up. He said, I'll tell you why. Maybe the reason we need zvicha is the mechashim ve'avoda la'avoda to teach me a halacha. And this is a real briska, kachim type halacha, that if someone's oved avoda zara, and at the time that he's being oved avoda zara, he doesn't have in mind the avoda zara. So he's going to shecht to an idol. He's shechting an animal to an idol. And b'shas, he shechts, he has no machshava to take upon this idol l'shem avoda zara. However, he has a machshava that after he shechts, he's going to take the blood, he's going to do zrika to the same avoda zara, and b'shas the zrika, he's going to be mekabel the avoda zara upon himself as his new Elohim Acherim. So what's the halacha? Are you chayev? Are you not chayev? The itma sheicha behemel lizrik damal avoda zchachom. If somebody shechts an animal and he has in mind not b'shas the shechita to be mekabel the avoda zara, but b'shas the shechita, he has in mind that he's going to do the zrika. And at the time of this zrika, he's going to be kabbal this avodah zarah. Well, the hakdu kabbal avodah zarah, where he has a mind to be makde the chalav and the fast of the animal avodah zarah. Rabbi Yechonon of Asura. Rabbi Yechonon says aser. Reish Lakish amu muteres, and Reish Lakish says muter. Rashi explains. Rabbi Yechonon says aser because Rabbi Yechonon learns avodah schutz, avodah that were done to avodah zarah, may avodah sprint from the avodah that were done in the Beis Hamikdash. And just like in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a concept of piggle, so too there's an idea of piggle when it comes to avodah zarah. What's piggle? Somebody's doing one of the dalet avodah sadam, and the shas he does one of the dalet avodah sadam, shchita kabbalah ilocha zvika, those are the dalet avodah sadam when you learn kachin. So if somebody's doing one of the dalet avodah sadam, and the shas he's doing the avodah, he has a machshava hapiselas. His machshava is that I'm going to take the meat and I'm going to eat it either chutzlas manoi or chutzim kaimer. I'm going to take the chalavim and I'm going to be machter them, either chutzlas manei or chutzim kaimer. Or I'm going to take the dam and I'm going to spritz it. So that's only possible during shechita kabbalah and halacha. So I'm going to take the dam and I'm going to do the zrika, chutzlas manei, chutzim kaimer. The halacha is pigle. It becomes pigle. The carbon becomes possible. So Rabbi Yochanan said that just like there's an idea of pigle when it comes to avodah spinim, it comes to an avodah that was done in the Beis Hamikdash, so too there's a concept of pigle when it comes to avodah zarah. Reish Lakish said not that way. Says the Gemara, Zahan ilich Rabbi Yochanan, Bishloima according to Rabbi Yochanan, I already know that mechashvin me avodah la avodah by avodah zarah. I learned it from pigle. So you can't ask me a kasha that maybe Zayveach l'lehim yochram is coming to teach me that if someone is oved avodah zarah, is mechashev avodah la avodah, it's going to be considered avodah zarah. Elo the Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, who holds muteres, what does that mean? He does not learn avodah schutz from avodah spinim. He doesn't learn avodah zarah from pigol. Why not? Maybe learn it from Zeveach Lelehim Yachram Bayikra, and maybe this is the Makar. So again, Rav Rav Chanan said that how do I know that Zeveach Lelehim Yachram was the Yotzim and Akla Lelamid to teach me that the only time Yechayev for Avodah Zarah Shaloi Kedarka is if it's similar to Zvicha, if it's not Avodah Spnim? Maybe Yishtachava is what was Yotzim and Aklal, and it's teaching me that you're not only Chayev for Avodah Spnim, but Yechayev for all Avodahs. As long as it's an Avodah that's Derech Kovin, maybe similar to Yishtachava, we'll see more about that later. But more inclusive, Maybe when you chayiv hashtachava, the kasha will be that if hashtachava is yatzim min haklal, what are you going to do with zaveach lelehim yachr? Because bishleim that zvicha is yatzim min haklal, I need hashtachava to tell me that even though hashtachava is not similar to zvicha, because it's not avodas prim, still you chayiv. But if you're telling me you chayiv even by hashtachava, then certainly you're going to be chayiv by zvicha. So what am I going to do with zaveach lelehim yachrom? The teretz is, says Rav Bar Rav Chanan, will use zvicha to teach me that mechashva me avoda lavoda. You don't need it to tell me that if you shecht l'avodah zarah yichayev, but what if you shecht and b'shas shechita you don't have in mind l'avodah zarah, but you have in mind to do another avodah l'shem avodah zarah? Are you chayev a potter? Maybe that's what Zedech is going to teach me. So bishloim, he said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have a kasha, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, I know anyways that halacha. Where do I know it from? Pigel. But according to Rish Lakish, who clearly didn't learn it from Pigel, because Rish Lakish, I'm muteres. Why muteres? Let it be aser, and let's learn it out from here. Says the Gemara, Maskef l'rapopol, Rabbi Yochanan le'baykro. Rabbi Bar Avchanan asked his kasha only according to Rish Lakish. He didn't ask the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Why not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a kasha. I can argue that it's a kasha according to Rabbi Yochanan as well, because I can only call it Rabbi Yochanan. Ela behemo, if you're medayik the shoynei hazov of the great Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Hashoychei behem alizrik dam alavodas kechavim ulahakter chel alavodas kechavim. Rabbi Yochanan amar asura. Rabbi Yochanan said that the animal is going to be asur. That the animal is asur. It's treated like avodah zara is asur bahana. It's asur bahana. It's asur. That's all he said. Did he say that the gavra, the person that did it, is going to be chayiv misa? That we treat him as an oved avodah zara? He never said that. What he said was that the animal itself is going to be asur bahana. And the truth is, what was Rabbi Yochanan's makar? Pigel. If somebody does an avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, a kohen, and he has a machsheves pigel, he's not chayiv misa, the korban becomes aser, but he himself is not chayiv misa. So the truth is, da yilavim adin li is kenadin. All Rabbi Yochanan was able to prove from pigel was, is that the animal is going to be aser, but that the person himself is going to be chayiv misa, not. What's this pasuk that we're trying to give zechanetza with? Zeveach le'lehim yachram. What does yachram mean? Rashi and Chumash again says, you must. So there we have a pasuk that says yichayiv misa. So the faked Rav Papa, why are you, Rav Bar Rav Chanan, asking your kasha only according to Rish Lakish? Because according to Rav Yechon, you tell me, I don't need Zevech Lelim Yochem to teach me Mechashm L'Avoida L'Avoida. I know Mechashm L'Avoida from Pigel. But the Cheshbin is that from Pigel, all you know is, like Rav Yechonan said, Asura. But that you Chayiv Misa, that you don't know from Pigel. So L'Chur, the kasha is a kasha according to Rav Yechon as well. Tzai, according to Rish Lakish, and even according to Rav Yechonan, maybe Zevech Lelim Yochem is coming to teach me Mechashm L'Avoida L'Avoida. Didn't Rav Yechonan learn it from Pigel? Rabbi Yochanan just learned from Pigel that the animal is Aser, but that the person's Chayiv Misa, that he doesn't know. Maybe that's what Yochanan is coming to teach me. But it's not coming to teach me on the Klal. What is teaching me on the Klal? Hishtachava, says the Gemara. Again, inside, Maskel for Apopo, Rabbi Yochanan, Leipai, Krab, Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need a pasuk. At Kan, because Rabbi Yochanan, Ela Behemo. Or Rabbi Yochanan said, is that the animal's Aser? Abba Gabalai Bakhtolu, Vasakro, Huvi Gabalakhtolu. Maybe the pasuk coming to teach me that the person's even going to be Chayiv Miso. Now, Maskel for Rabbi Ravika. And Rabbi Ravika also had a problem with Rav Bar Rav Chanan said. But he asked the Kasha, Fakert. He said, Ulu Reish Lakish, me Baikra. He told Rav Bar Rav Chanan, I don't agree with your whole premise. You're coming to me and you're telling me, Zayveyach, Lelehim Yochram is maybe not coming to be Melamed on the Klal. Ishtachaba is coming to be Melamed on the Klal. What do you need from Zayveyach? What are you going to do with the Pasuk? You're going to teach me Mechashon Lavoida Lavoida. And you were very clear that you thought the Kasha was a Kasha according to Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't a Kasha. Why is it Pasha that it's a Kasha according to Reish Lakish? Because according to Reish Lakish, who doesn't learn Mechashon Lavoida Lavoida from Pigel, so maybe that's what this Pasuk is coming to teach me. But the Gemara says, no, I don't know if you're right. Same diak that Rav Papa made, but in the reverse. What was Rav Papa's diak? Rav Papa's diak was that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish were only arguing whether the animal is aser or the animal is mutter. That was the machloikis. Is asura? Rabbi Yechon and Omar asura? Rish Lakish Omar muteris. As far as the gavra goes, doesn't say anything about the gavra. Rav Papa assumed maybe the gavra is not chayim misa. Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika is going to assume just the opposite. Maybe all Reish Lakish said muteris is that the animal is going to be able to have a gavra bar k'talahu, but maybe Reish Lakish held that the gavra is going to be bar k'talah. Hersta maisa. Could be when Reish Lakish said mechashu me'avoida la'avoida muteris, he meant the animal is going to be mutter bahana. Mutter bahana. You can't learn it from pigle, but the person that did the avoida is going to be Chayiv Misa. Now, how would he know that? He doesn't know it from Pigel. Number one, he doesn't learn out anything from Pigel because he holds the animal is mutter. He argues with Rabbi Yochanan. And even if he wanted to learn it from Pigel, he couldn't learn it from Pigel because a Kayin that doesn't avoid this Pigel is not Chayiv Misa. So he must have known it, Rashi says, Misvara. Okay. How then is it possible that someone can do an avoida, it'll be deemed avoida zara, but at the same time, the thing the avoida itself is not going to be asabana. So the Gemara says there's precedence for that. Midi dehava mishtacha velahar. If somebody bows down to a mountain, the har mutter, the halach is the har, being that its karka does not become asabana. Va'ivda besayif. And if somebody worships it, he's like a regular person who's chayiv mises bezin, sayif or skila. But the point is that if someone bows down to ahar, you find precedence for this concept where just because it's an avodah zarah, you're chayiv misa, but doesn't necessarily mean that the thing is going to be asabana. So in other words, Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika asked the kasha just the opposite. I said, I don't know what you want from this machlokes over here. You're telling me zevech lelehim yachram is miyutar, and it's coming to teach me mechash avodah l'avodah. Maybe everybody else mechash l'avodah l'avodah is going to be chayiv. So Rav Papa loved what Rav Rachanan said. He loved it so much. He said, why are you only asking your kasha according to Rish Lakish? I think it's a kasha even according to Rav Yechon, because maybe even Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold the mechashim avoid the avoid chayiv misa. So maybe that's what he needs a veich lelehim yachram for, to tell me you chayiv misa. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika was just the opposite. He didn't like the kasha at all. He says, you're telling me that zeveich lelehim yachram is coming to teach me mechashim avoid the avoid? Why in the world should you need a pasuk to tell me mechashim avoid the avoid? I think it's svara mechashim avoid the avoid. You should be chayiv misa. Isn't it a machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish? So at the very least, according to Rish Lakish, who holds mechashim avoid the avoid shari, at least according to him, you should need a pasuk. No, it's not true. They were just arguing whether it's us or a mutter. Do you treat it like a har, or do you treat it like all of the zara? Could you learn from Pigel? Could you not learn from Pigel? But as it relates to Bichai Misa, that absolutely not. Bottom line is, what was Rav Bar Rav Chanan's kasha? His kasha was that, how do you know that Zeveach is the Yotzim and Aklal Lulam and Dala Klal Kuloi? Maybe Ishtachava is the Yotzim and Aklal Lulam and Dala Klal Kuloi. Amalei Rav Achim Yidiv to the Ravim, the Lamayda Kamalei Rav Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. According to what Rav Bar Rav Chanan told Abaya, the Eim Yotz Ishtachava Lulam and Dala Klal Kuloi, what did Rav Bar Rav Chanan want to have? What do you want to have? He wanted to say that maybe you're always going to be chayiv if it's dum yedesh tachava. It doesn't have to be avodas pnim. As long as it's dum yedesh tachava, you're going to be chayiv. So he said, how are you going to explain another pasuk? And this is Dvarim Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed. The pasuk over there says, Hishomer lecha pentinok yesh achareyem. Acharei hishomda mipanecha upentidroish leiloyheyem lemar. So Moshe is telling the Yidden, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to conquer the land. Hachrim tacharimim, you have an obligation, you have a mitzvah to eradicate every last zecher of the Umayyads that are living there. Of course, the Yidden didn't do that, and that's where all the tzaras came in Navi. But that was the mitzvah that they had. And he says, get rid of them and get rid of their avodah zarah. Leimar, eicha yavdu agoyim eila sa'ilim ve'esel gamoni. You have to make sure you don't say, take a look at how the Umay Sa'ilim worshipped these avodah zarahs. Ve'esel kim gamoni. And let me do the same thing. Again, it's one of the many psukim in the Torah that talk about the idea of avodah zarah. So it says, the Gemara, omalei rav achim, edifle ravid, v'maydeh kamalei rav rav chanel abayi, emi yotzah shtach v'lamad al kalkule, eicha yavdu l'mutei mai. What's it coming to be memayit? And pashit, eicha yavdu is coming to be memayit if you do an avodah, shaloi kadarka. What does eicha yavdu sound like it's saying? Take a look at how they did it, and that's what you shouldn't do. It means you can't worship an avodah zarah in the way they worship their avodah zarah. Avodah kedarka. But if it's avodah shaloi kedarka, it's going to be okay. The question is, what's it coming to be memayit? Bishloima, lemaisa, where we say the only time you're chayiv on shaloi kedarka is if it's an avodah pnim, so it's coming to be memayit, an avodah shaloi kedarka, that's not avodah pnim. But Rav Bar Rav Chanan wanted that dum yedesh tachava, you should always be chayiv even shaloi kedarka. That means you're always going to be chayiv shaloi kedarka. So when are you not going to be chayiv shaloi kedarka? What then is eicha yavdu coming to be memayit? Maybe it's coming to be memayit if somebody does an avodah shaloi kedarka and it's not a derech kovid, it's a derech bezoyin. Derech bezoyin, maybe that it's coming to be memayit. But the Gemara says mishtachava nafka. I could learn that from mishtachava as well, because ma mishtachava derech kibud af kol derech kibud. Even though mishtachava doesn't limit the avodah to avodas pnim, because the shtachava itself was not considered by Chazal avodas pnim, but the shtachava was derech kovid. At the very least, it limits it to a derech kovid. So hapayir atzmin lezoivchen, I don't need a pasuk to be memayit where it's shaloi kedarka. I know that also from shtachava. Says the Gemara Ella, you know what it's coming to be memayit that pasuk lemuute hapayir atzmin lemarkulis. If somebody worships Markulis the way they used to worship Bar Pa'ar, or vice versa, what did Bar Pa'ar and Markulis have in common? The derech avodah was derech bezoyim. So you did it shaloi kedarka, derech bezoyim. But what's the punchline? The punchline is that you worshipped an avodah zarah that people used to worship b'derech bezoyim in a shaloi kedarka derech bezoyim to go away. I would have thought, being that the derech avoid is bezoyin, af kol bezoyin. So this shaloi kedark, even though it's derech bezoyin, it should be chayev. That's what eicha yavdil muta is. Meaning, you're right from hishtachava, you know derech kovid, but maybe you only know derech kovid when it's an avoid zara that the derech is to be either a derech kovid. But let's say you have an avoid zara where the derech is to worship it be derech bezoyin. Maybe if you do it in a different type of derech bezoyin, you'd be chayev. The bottom line is the Gemara has an eitzah for what you're going to do with Echa Yavdu Agoy. But the Gemara has one more kasha. El behod Om Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, if somebody shechts an animal, Lamar Kulis is chayiv. And what's the Makar Shenemar? V'la yizbuchu oid esiv cheyem l'seirim. So this is an interesting pasuk. This pasuk is in Parshas Achrimois. And the context over there, again, another one of the psukim that talk about Avodah Zarah. But the context over there is really Shchutei Chutz. So we know, there's a whole perek in one of the most lamdisha prakim in the entire Seder Kacha. The Sfarim written on just this perek. Perek HaShoychet VaHamayla. So perek HaShoychet VaHamayla talks about the Isser of Shchutei Chod, Tzalos Chod. So there's Zalocha that if you have a carbon, a real carbon, not a Avodah Zarah, a real carbon, a Chatos, an Oyla, a Shlomen, and you bring this carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Yichayiv Karas. Two parashas in the Torah. One parasha says you're not allowed to shecht an animal b'chutz. Another parasha says you're not allowed to be makter the chalav of an animal b'chutz. The Gemara learns out from the different avodas as well. But the bottom line is hashechet v'hamayl b'chutz talach is yichayiv kares. It's spoken in the parashas Achrimus, and the Torah gives a reason why yichayiv kares. You know why? Says the Torah, because by refraining from shchutei chutz, you will be protected. It's like a harchaka from doing something even more chamor. Because the Yidden in Mitzrayim were unfortunately over the Avodah Zarah. And when they left Mitzrayim, the Torah had to make sure that they would never come back to do the Avodah Zarah that they did. So there were certain mitzvahs, laws that were put in place as harchakas to make sure you'd never come to do Avodah Zarah as well. Now, if you go through the Rambam and Mori Nevuchim, the Rambam explains a lot of mitzvahs of Torah this way, but related to ideas of Avodah Zarah that the Yidden were affiliated with when they were in Mitzrayim. But here the Torah says in Beforish, the Torah says that I don't want you to shecht anything b'chutz. Don't even shecht the korban b'chutz. You know why? Because if you're going to shecht the korban b'chutz, the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to shecht Avodah Zarah. So v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim l'se'irim asherim zoinim achareim. I don't want you to shecht l'se'irim. Now what's se'irim? If you take a look at the Targum, unkelus on the word se'irim, says shedim. And this is based on a historical fact that once upon a time, people used to worship the devil, right? Devil worshiping. And the people that worshiped the devil believed that the goat was the living embodiment of the devil. So the goat had a lot of symbolism related to devil worship. It comes from the Torah. Take a look in Rashi and Chumash, Ayin Berishonim. Seir is a goat, the Shnei Seirim on Yom Kippur, right? A Seir is a goat. That's what a seir is, and it's really referring to not people that worship goats, but it's people that worship the devil. It was devil worship. Unfortunately, this is what it was. It was shadim. But the point is the Torah says shchutei chutz is aser to prevent you from coming to shecht the seir. Now we have another pasuk over here that says that you're not allowed to shecht to avodah zarah. I mean, that's, we started the whole daf with zleveach lelehim yachram zvicha bechlal hotz v'yotzav in aklal olamid al aklal kula. So now we have another pasuk that the Torah tells us that zvicha is aser. V'lo yizbuchu oides avcheim es seirim. So what are we going to do with this pasuk? We have to learn something from here. So Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, or some say Rabbi Lozer, already addressed the issue. You know, if somebody shecht, he shecht to an Avodah Zarah whose derech Avodah Zarah after Zvicha. So it's shaloi kadarka. But Zvicha is certainly a Avodah that's derech kavod. But he did it to Markulis. And what's the chiddush of Markulis? Markulis is an Avodah Zarah where the derech Avodah is not derech kavod, it's derech bezayin. So kedai techamina, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv. Sadi, you know you chayiv. Shenema, it's learned that from the pasuk. V'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim l'seirim. This pasuk right here. It may not even look at darko. I don't need it to tell me that you chayiv kedarko d'chsev eichel yavdu. D'neyo inyin she loy kedarko. Let me learn it instead from she loy kedarko. It's coming to teach me that if somebody serves an avodah zarah whose derech avodah is derech bezayin, you do it b'derech kovid, in a shaloi kadarka dig away, obviously. That loch is he going to be chayiv? I don't know that from Zavech Lelihim Yochram. I know that from the second Zvicho. La yizbuchoid is of chayim l'seir. What's the kasho? Mishtach avo nafko. So the Gemara is not very wordy here. So the kasha is that bishloima, Ayin b'merami explains the Gemara's kasho. Bishloima, the way the pashtus in the Gemara is that Zvicha is coming to teach me the klal, meaning bilti l'Hashem levad is the klal. Zvicha b'klal hoisa v'yotza l'lamid. So I know from Zvicha that Yechayev, for Zvicha or anything similar to it, even Shalai Kedark. So I would have thought that maybe the only time you're going to be Chayev is if you're doing this Avoida Shalai Kedarka, which is an Avoida Spnim, to an Avoida Zara, where the Derech Avoida is Derech Kof. But if the Derech Avoida is Derech Bezoi, maybe you're not going to be Chayev. That's why Yizbuch Oides of Chayim Lesirim and Eino Inyan Likadarka, and it's Eino Inyan for an Avoida Zara, that's Derech Kovit. Eino Inyan for an Avoida Zara, that's Derech Bezoi. But if Rav Barav Chanan wanted to be right, that was his kasha, this is all hypothetical. Rav Barav Chanan had a kasha, that maybe the way to set it up is that Ishtachava is being Malamed Al HaKlal, and Zvich is coming to teach me something else. But he wanted that Ishtachava should be the limud for when you're chayef for an avodah shloi kedarka. Dumya de Ishtachava. If that's the melame, then I shouldn't need this emeinu inyan. I don't need this extra pasuk. Because I know that if someone is mishtachava to an avodah zara, where it's shloi kedarka, whether the avodah zara that you're bowing down to is derech is to worship at derech kovet, or whether the avodah zara that you're bowing down to is derech is to worship at derech bezoin, you're always going to be chayef. How do we know that? It's a gemara later. And that is the rest of the story as far as what the Gemara's cash is. So the Gemara's cash is Bishloimo, if the Melamed on the Klal is Zevech Lelehim Yachram, I only knew if you're doing it to an Avodah Zara who's Derech, is Derech Kov, not Derech Bezoi. But if the Melamed is Ishtachavo, I know from somewhere else that Yichayev, if you're Mishtachave, Shaloi Kedarka to an Avodah Zara who's Derech is Derech Bezoi. So I don't need them, Eino Inyan. So the Gemara says, Nafka Hasav is Zevech Lelehim, because it must be that this is coming to teach me something else, another Limud, Vlayizbuch Oid is in the Eino Inyan, not to tell me that Yichayev for an Avodah Kovid, Shaloi Kedarka, even with the derech to worship the Avodah Zara is derech bezoyin. But rather, it's when someone is, he worships lahachas, he doesn't have in mind any teyavin, any taiva. Rashi says, ve'inu mischavin lekabloi olav eliha. He doesn't even have a mind to take it upon himself as Avodah Zara. Vashbino kro, that's what this pasuk is coming to teach me. The oiver be'lav exel. Zochti gemara, Rav Amnuna, irchus aleituri. Rav Amnuna once lost two Shvarim, he was trying to find his Shvarim. Pogabei Rabba, and as he's looking to find the Shvarim, he meets Rabba. Romali Masisa Adavi. So Rabba sees Rav Amnuna, he says, I want to ask you a kasha. We learned in our Mishnah, Chayev Skila, and Tzmashma, Diuk, in the Mishnah, Oyvedin, Oymerloi. Only someone that worships Avodah Zarah is Chayev Skila. But if somebody says that he was going to worship Avodah Zarah, if someone just verbally takes upon himself this Avodah Zarah, he's not Chayev. You have to be Oivid. That's the whole sugi. What type of an Avodah? Avodah Pnim, Avodah Kovid, Avodah Bezayin, Kedarka, Shalom Kedarka. But the bottom line is, Oivid in, that's the most obvious dik in this sugi, in this Mishnah, Oimer Loi. The problem is, from a Mishnah later, Vanantanan, Samech Zayin Amad Aleph, Oimer Evoid. Somebody says, I am going to worship an Avodah Zarah. Eilech ve'evod, I'm going to go worship the Avodah Zarah. Neilech ve'nami, lom against his amin. Let's go together and worship the Avodah Zarah. Dalach is yichayev skilo. So it's a blatant steer between two Mishnayos and 1 week away in Daf Yomer. So you have Daf Samach Oyved and Daf Samach Zayin. You have Ha'omer. So is it Oyved? Is it Ha'omer? Amalesi, he told him, but Ha'omer ini mekabli alai elo ba'avodah. So Rav Amnuna answered, Rabba on the spot. He told him that it's true. If somebody says, Evoi, Eilech the Evoi, Neilech the Navi, that in and of itself can constitute Avodah Zarah. And you can be Chayv Skil, even though you didn't do any Avodah at all. Nothing, not Avodah Zarah, nothing. You didn't do anything. That in and of itself can constitute Avodah Zarah. Why then do we have a whole Mishnah that's discussing which Avodahs you have to do? I mean, by the time you got to do the Avodah, weren't you already Makabel? No, it's talking about where you specifically said, you stipulated, you said, I'm going to this Avodah Zarah. I'm thinking about maybe worshipping it. I don't want to be Makabel this Avodah Zarah upon myself until I actually do the Avodah. When I do the Avodah, if I do it, I want the Avodah in and of itself to be the Kabbalah. Apparently there was some Kabbalah that was very significant when it came to Avodah Zarah. But the point is that Kabbalah should happen as I do the Avodah. But up until the Avodah, he specifically stipulated that he doesn't want that to be Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef heard this exchange. He said, Tanoi Shoklas Me'almo. He says, you know, two Amayram are having a conversation as if there's no Tanoim in the world, as if the Tanoim never lived. This is Machlekes Tanoim. Rabba, he asked Rav Amnuna while he's looking for his Shvarim. What's going on? It's a machfurish, a machlekes tanoim. Time you went to the brayso. Imre bo yuvev duni. If somebody goes over to somebody else and he's a mesi sumadiach, so what's a mesi? He tries persuading someone to do avodah zarah, but he didn't try to persuade this person to be oivit to balpar, to markulis, or to the shemesh or the yareach or kol tzva shamayim. He wanted this person to worship himself. He said, bo yuvev duni, worship me. Rameh says he chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says he potter. Heichad the polchu. So the Gemara says as follows. If the person would actually have worshipped him, the person would actually have bowed down to him, meaning Reuven's trying to get Shimon to worship he himself, Reuven. So if Shimon would actually worship Reuven, he brings him a karbin, he's menasech yayin on him, whatever exactly he does. So that's poshit, kuli amalei pligi, everybody agrees that Reuven, the mesis, we're looking at it from the mesis perspective, is going to be chayiv. Dichsiv, and it's learned that from the pasuk, leisasa lecha pasel, and we learn leisasa lecha, you yourself shouldn't be a pasel. So that's poshit, you would be chayiv. You just became a pasel when the person worshipped you. Ki pligi, what was the machlekes, bedibur b'yamo, with Shimon never did anything. Shimon never worshipped Reuven. Reuven told Shimon to worship him, and Shimon actually never did anything about it. Rameyer holds the Bura Milsehi. If all Reuven did was talk Shimon or try to convince him into doing something and nothing ever came from it, all you have is Dibur. That doesn't bother me because dibur a milsi. Dibur is a milsa, and you can be chay misa for dibur. Rabbi Yehuda holds dibur lav milsi, being that all it was dibur lav milsi. Now, one important caveat in the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that an ordinary mesis of Madiach, if Reuven would try to convince Shimon to be oivei to the shemesh of the yareach, whether Shimon does it or doesn't do it, Reuven's still considered a mesis. There's nothing to talk about. Reuven's considered a mesis for trying to convince him to do it. The only time there's a machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda at this point in the Gemara is where Reuven's trying to get Shimon to worship he himself. There the Gemara says, entertains it sad that it could be dibur lav milsehi. That dibur in and of itself is not going to be enough. What's the chilek? The chilek, I guess, is that if you try to convince someone to worship the Shem, being that people do worship, not today, but once upon a time, the pagans, they worship the sun and the moon and all these different types of avodah zarah. So the significance to the dibur, trying to get someone to do something that people already do, has some sort of chshivas. But if you're trying to convince someone to do something that no one's ever done before, that's considered dibur la milsi. It's just silly talk. So it has no chshivas. You're not going to be chayiv skila for that. But either way, the Gemara wants to say, the Avim Achleks remain Rabbi Yehuda, where somebody says, worship me, and the person never worshipped him. Are you chayiv or you're not chayiv? And what was the halacha? Rav Meir says he chayiv, Rav Yehuda says you're not chayiv. And what's the shayla? Diburim milsi, dibur lav milsi. So in the context of Avodah Zarah, is dibur milsa or is dibur not milsa? According to Rav Meir it is, according to Rav Yehuda it's not. So well, maybe that's the answer to the steer as well. The Mishnah that says, our Mishnah, oivet Avodah Zarah, you have to be oivet, holds dibur lav milsi. So if dibur lav milsi, shitas Rav Yehuda, that's why you're not going to be chayiv unless you do the Avodah. The Mishnah that says, evoid, elech the evoid, nelech. That's going according to Rav Meir that holds dibur milsi. And just like dibur milsi, when you mesis someone to be over yourself, even if he doesn't serve you, still that loch is, you're considered a mesis because you're a dibur milsa. So too, if you say eilech ve'evo etc., that's considered a dibur. But hold on, Rav Yosef is a lab milsi. Rav Yosef was the one who said it, and Rav Yosef himself realized that he made a mistake. I know for a fact that Rav Yehuda holds that yichayev if you say evoid eilech ve'evoid neilech ve'navoid. How do we know that? The Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer lo ilam yichayev at sheyoyme evoid eilech ve'evoid neilech ve'navoid. So you see, Rav Yehuda himself, who's the one that seems to hold dibur lav milsi regarding the mesis, holds that if someone says I'm going to be David Abay Dezara, he's going to be chayef. So you can't tell me that the teretz to distinguish between the two Mishnayos are made Rabbi Yehuda, because it doesn't work Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. Says the Gemara b'maykom nefek. He said, what then is the machloikis by mesis la'atzmai? You can't say the machloikis is whether dibur milsi, dibur lav milsi, because we just proved that Rabbi Yehuda holds dibur milsi. Rabbi Yehuda says, evoid, eilech ve'evoid, neilech ve'navoid, you're going to be chayef, even if you don't do the avoidah. Still he says, if you're mesis someone and the person doesn't do the avoidah, you're not going to be chayef. Again, so it can't be because dibur lav milsi, because you see from eilech ve'evoid he holds dibur milsi. What's then pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, the machlekes remei Rabbi Yehuda is something completely different. It's talking about b'meisis la'atzmai v'armi lo'in. So Reuven goes over to Shimon. He says, Shimon, I want you to worship me. I'm an avodah zarah. I'm a deity. worship me, right? By the way, there's precedence for this. There were people that were considered, I'm sure precedence for people that tried getting people to worship them where it didn't work out. But even for people that were considered a deity, Paro, Alexander the Great. So there's a lot of precedence. And Ramban talks about Allah Torah. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. So it says the Gemara, yeah, exactly. Mar Savar, Mesis, what happened? So Reuben goes over to Shimon and he says, worship me. He says, yeah, absolutely. Says the Gemara, the Machlekes is, what did he mean when he said absolutely? Mar Savar, Mesis La'atzmoy, Shamile. Rav Meir says, yeah, people sometimes worship other people. The Inda Karmile Kushtu. So when he said, I'll do it, we have to assume he meant it literally. Umar Savar, Rav Yehuda holds Mesis La'atzmoy, Shamile. People don't worship other people. Meimar Amri, they do back of the envelope arithmetic. They make a very elementary cheshbon. They say, Maishno iyu minondi don, Ez agat, Vos benich, Penoch amam azakin. The Inda Karmri. So what did he mean when he said absolutely? He meant to be, yeah, right. Yeah, of course, absolutely, no question. Where do I sign? What do you need me to do? He was being sarcastic, that's the point. Achuchi Aleh was being facetious. But either way, that was what the Machloikis was. So coming back to the steer between the two Mishnahs, if it's not the Machloikis remain Rabbi Yehuda, what is the teretz? Yeah, we have a Mishnah that says, Oivet, you have to do some sort of Avodah. And then it says, no, you don't even have to do Avodah. Evoid, Eilich Ve'evoid, Eilich Ve'evoid, don't you talk about it. You're Mekabel it verbally. That in and of itself is... No. So the first teretz we had was Rav Hamnuna's teretz. That's what Rav Hamnuna said when he was looking for his shvarim. He said the chilik is that usually you're chayiv when you're makabel, unless you say specifically, I don't want the kabbal to take place until I do the avodah. Rav Yosef thought it's a machlokes tanan, but we knocked that out. So the Gemara is going to say five more pshatim and what the teretz to the stira might be. Sokta Gemara kan biyachid haniseis kan birabim hanisasim. Could be the chilik is this person that was just persuaded into doing Avodah Zarah, and that's why he's about to do Avodah Zarah. Is he doing this? Is he acting by himself, or is he doing with a rabbi? A yachid, when he says he's going to do something, presumably he's going to end up doing it. Rabbi, but if it's a group of people, there's five people together, and they, all five say, let's go do Avodah Zarah. There, that's not considered. You know why? Because mimluchi, it could be the five people will talk it through together. They'll have this chabur sashav. They'll discuss it, and they realize, you know, maybe this is not the smartest thing we've ever done. And therefore, it could be they'll end up coming around. So either way, says the Gemara, it depends. If you're a yachid, yichai mishas kabbalah, because the assumption is you're going to do it. If you're a rabbin, it's not mukhid. By the way, there's a lot of takanas chazals. You find that it's only aser b'yachid, but b'rabbin, erev daf gimel, you have it in Shabbos Daf Yubeis. It's different Gemaras, but there's an idea that, like, you're not allowed to learn La'ir Aner. Two people could learn La'ir Aner. Because when you have two people, Mitgiri Adadi, there is a concept when there's more people there, we're a little less concerned of what the outcome is going to be. So that's what the Gemara says. A Yochid, yeah, right away. A Rabbim, not. Zok the Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. Mino Amin Alon. Rav Yosef, how do I know that? This precedence for it. The Chassidic, the Pasuk says, Loi Soy Veloi. Rav Yosef said that, you know, the pasuk says if someone tries to persuade you into doing avodah zarah, don't listen to him. And with medayik, it sounds like, but if you do listen to him, as soon as you listen to him, even if you didn't actually do the avodah, you didn't actually do the avodah zarah, at that point you're going to be chayiv. Ha'ava v'shama chayiv, you're going to be chayiv already at that point. And by the way, it's b'lashon yochid, it's not b'lashon rabbim. So you see, Rav Yosef says you see it all from this pasuk. You see, you chayiv just for wanting to do Avodah Zarah, because ha'ava v'shama chayiv. As long as you want to do it, you're already dead. At that point, you're already chayiv. But at the same time, we're talking about a yachid, we're not talking about the rabbi. But Abaya said, Mishani ben, this is the rabbi, and this is the yachid. I don't agree with your chilik, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said that the chilik is between a yachid and a rabbi. There's no chilik by Avodah Zarah between a yachid and a rabbi. How do I know that? V'tanyo, ki yisischo achicha ben imecho. Echad yachich hanisis, v'echad rabim hanisosim. We know that a yachid that's persuaded into doing Avodah Zarah is chayiv misa. A rabim that's persuaded into doing Avodah Zarah, they're all chayiv misa. That's what we know is an iron idachitz. V'yitzi akos of yachid michal, rabim michal yachid. But there's a special parasha for the yachid, there's a special parasha for the rabim, and the yachid and the rabim each have unique halachas. Yachid michal, rabim lahach malgufoy. A yachid, you find, is different than the rabim l'chumra algufoy. A rabbin that does Avodah Zarah is an Eir Nidachas, they're Chayev Misa, which Misa? Sayev. A Yochid that does Avodah Zarah is Chayev Misa, is Chayev Skilo. So a Yochid is more Chomer al-Gufay, but the Hakalam Amayna. The rabbin, we get rid of their money.
all their money, the shalal, has to be brought to Rechev Ha'ir, and it's all destroyed. A yachid that doesn't make the zara, his money could stay in his bank account. Rabbi Michal Yachid Lahakel, but Rabbi Michal Yachid, you find the kul al gufam, it's the converse. The guf is more cooler to get sayif, it's not skila, hachmal b'mayna. But at the same time, you have to get rid of their money. So what's Abayis Diyak? Behamdil Sudashani. You have a brisa that tells us the chilik between a yachid Ha'ivin Avayda Zara and a rabbi Ha'ivin Avayda Zara. What's the chilik? Two things. Which misa? Skil or Sayef, and whether or not his money is going to be lost. But it sounds like as it relates to everything else, it's going to be the same. You, Rav Yosef, just said another chilek. If somebody says, I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah, so if you're a Yochid Hanisei, you chayev right then and there. But if you're a rabbin, then maybe not, because maybe the rabbin is going to talk it over. Elam, Rabbayas, Abayas, that can't be the Torah. It's Kambinisis, Piyatzmoy, Kambinisis, Mipiyacherim. The chilek is, are you someone that's doing Avodah Zarah on your own, or are you someone that was convinced by some? Is there a mesis in the picture, or is there no mesis in the picture? If there was no mesis, you're doing this on your own, maybe you're going to change your mind. But if somebody talked you into it, at that point I'm concerned you're going to be schlepped around. Rabbi Yosef's Makart, it says by the Mesis, don't listen to him. As long as you want or you listen to what he says, at that point already you're going to be chai. Where does it say that? By the Mesis. So if there's a Mesis involved, then you have the Diyak. Don't listen to him, because even listening to him without worshiping, that in and of itself is going to be a Mitzvah. But if there's no Mesis, then you're not going to have that halacha, because could be you're going to change your mind. Rava Amar, Rava said, idi v'nisis v'piacherim, all similar to Rutsim. Rava said they're both talking about whether it was a Mesis, perhaps, both Mishnayas. Hada Amalei kachi chelas, kach shoysa, kach mativa, kach meriah. One Mishnah is talking about where the person did his due diligence, right? He got the full lowdown on what this Avodah is all about. This is the way he eats, this is the way Avodah Zarah drinks, this is how he's mative, this is the way he's Maria. The other is talking about where he didn't give him the whole. What's the chilek? If you did your due diligence, I mean, using those words very loosely, but if you did your, you heard your spiel and this whole Gansa Maisa, the mythology of what this Avodah Zarah is all about, and now you say, Eloich ve'evoich, at that point we think you're going to do it. But if you didn't get the lowdown on the Avodah Zarah, you say, Eilich Ve'evoi, maybe when you get a little bit closer and you hear more about this Avodah Zarah, maybe you're not going to be interested in doing it. That's the chilek. So our mission that says, Oyved is talking about, well, you didn't hear about the Avodah Zarah when you said, I'm going to go worship it. So there, you're not chayiv until you actually do the Avodah. But had you heard about the Avodah Zarah and you said, Evoid, Eilich Ve'evoi, at that point, you'd already be chayiv. Oh my Ravi, is there a makar in the Torah to this distinction? I don't know about the Avodah Zarah. I don't know about the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, yeah, chsiv. Meleheyo amim asher svivoy seichem. Hakroivim Eilecha. So it's an interesting pasuk. The pasuk that's talking about, one of the pasukim that talk about a mesiv mediach. So it says that be careful not to be persuaded by bad people to doing Avodah Zarah, because they're going to come to you and they're going to tell you, let's go worship gods. Let's go worship Avodah Zarah. Meleheyo amim asher svi v'seichem. They're going to want you to worship Avodah Zarah that surrounds you. Hakroivim Eilecha, the ones that are close. Oya ruchaykim emchor, the ones that are far away. Mikteya aretz. So the Gemara says, Mali Kraven, Mali Rechaikim, why does the Torah have to get so poetic over here? The Avodah Zarahs that are close and the ones that are far. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamali, Mitivusan Shal Kraven, Atalah made, Mativusan Shal Rechaikim. Pshat is, the old Mesis, when he tried convincing someone to do Avodah Zarah, so what would he tell him? He would tell him, listen, you know, this Avodah Zarah, you worship it, all the good things are going to happen. So what would be the obvious response? Really? I don't know. I know people that worship Avodah Zarah, and they're not gvirim, they're not this, they're not that. What are you talking about? He says, I understand. The ones that are crazy don't work. But there's an Avodah Zarah that's roch. Nah, this one that I have, it's in the Far East. It's somewhere on the other side of the world. This is the Avodah Zarah that you want to worship. It's in India. That's the one we're going to go to. I'm telling you over there. Yeah, of course, the ones that you're familiar with don't work. So the way these people, these con men, used to wheel people in, these mesisim u'medichim, they would talk about the rechaikim. Ah, don't worry about the rechaikim. Says the Torah. The Torah is preempting this argument. The Torah says, "Mitivusan shal kravim atalamit mativus shal rechaikim." You want to know what that Avodah Zarah that's far away from you is? It's exactly like the Avodah Zarah that's next door. That Avodah Zarah that you have right next to you, segunish that. That Avodah Zarah that's rechaikim is the same way. But either way, what do you see from this pasuk? What do we want from this? Rava says a geshmak izach. He says, you see that the Mesis, when he used to try to convince people to be Avodah Zarah, he would tell them a little bit about the Avodah Zarah. He would tell them about this Avodah Zarah, it's far away. That Avodah Zarah is gevaldik. Kach icheles, kach shoysa. Kach metiva, kach metiva. The terrorists don't listen to him. Mitivusen shall crave him. Atalamed, you know what that one is all about, and the guy's lying to you. He's a con. But the point is you see that that's the way they used to fakoyf the Avodah Zarah. My love, Domalei Kach Echelas, Kach Shoyze, Kach Metiva, Kach Meriya. And it's over there that you have this idea of Loi Soivaloi. It's the next pasuk. For Loi Sishma Elav, Ha'ova V'Shama Chayev. So if he gave you this whole sales pitch, and now you said Evoid, Eilech forever, and I'm going to go to the other side of the world. I'm going to worship. That's where I'm going to find my happiness. Now you're going to be an Eved Avodah Zarah, because it's all going behemshuch to this whole spiel of the Kroivim and the Rechayim. Shema mina Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi said another teretz. Seifa b'Yisrael Mumar. It could be ordinarily a person, a first time offender. He's only going to be chayv if he actually does the Avodah Zarah. But a repeat offender, someone who's been there, done that, he's already worshipped Avodah Zarah, he's already a mummer, that person, when he says, Evoid, Eilech Ve'Evoid, there's like a chazaka that maybe he's going to do it. At that point, he's going to be chayv. Rabbina says, good kasha, I don't even have such a good teretz. Loizu afsu tani. Sometimes the derech of the Tana is loizu afsu. Sometimes you have zuv ve'ein tzarech le'mezuv. Sometimes the Mishnah says things that you really don't have to say. What didn't it have to say? The second Mishnah. Because the first Mishnah. Once I know that you chayiv, if you say you're going to do Avodah Zarah, you're certainly chayiv if you do the Avodah Zarah. You're right. Not only ha'oive, but afzu. Even if somebody says that he's going to be yavid, you're going to be chayiv. If you sit down and you do the arithmetic, what we had over here was 7 terutzim to this stira over here between the two mishnayos. One more gemara. Itma. Just start the next sugya. Ha'oive davidus kechavim me'ahave v'yir. If somebody does Avodah Zarah, but he does it me'ahave u'miyir. So what does me'ahave u'miyir mean? Zok Rashi. Me'ahave as Adam u'miyir as Adam. He's doing it because he loves somebody, or because he's afraid of somebody, maybe social pressures, it's the cool thing to do. So you're going to be Oyved Avodah Zarah because when in Rome, act like a Roman. You're doing what people are doing, literally. But you never intended, really, to buy in to the narishkeit that is the Avodah Zarah. So if somebody is Oyved Avodah Zarah, he puts in his grace of kapalot, he walks in, he does his Avodah, but in his mind, he never had in mind to be Oyved this Avodah Zarah. He did it me'ahav u'miyira. Is it considered Avodah Zarah, or is it not considered Avodah Zarah? So it's a classic machloikis, Abaya and Rava. Abaya amar chayiv. Wherever you have a machloikis, Abaya and Rava, you know you have a festus on you. So Abaya said chayiv. Rava amar potter. Rava said potter. Abaya amar chayiv. Abaya said chayiv. Dopolcho. At the end of the day, you worship the Avodah Zarah. Rava amar potter. Rava says potter. Ikabli alebeli ha in iloy loy. That's Avodah Zarah is not going through the motions of Avodah Zarah. It's actually being mekabel Avodah Zarah. But if you're not mekabel Avodah Zarah, you're not going to be chayv. Simin eved yishtacha v'lo mashiach. Om Rabbi Abayi Simin. No, I mean, how do I know? What's my mekar that are oyved Avodah Zarah? May I have a mirror? You're going to be chayv. Now we learned in our Mishnah, oyved Avodah Zarah, kechavim, echad oyved. The Mishnah said, echad oyved, and then it gave examples of Avodah. Echad amazabech, amakatev, amanasach, amishtacha. But it started off with the general statement. Abayi was bothered. Why did Mishnah have to say this general statement of echad oyved? I know why. Echad oyved me'ahave u'miyira. To teach me that you chayv, even if you did it, me'ahave u'miyira. And then, if you didn't do it, me'ahave u'miyira, you're also going to be chayv. But that's what echad oyved is coming to teach me. Echad oyved is extra. It's l'rabbis, yechayv, even if you're oyved, me'ahave u'miyira. What's Rava going to tell you? Forgot yesterday's daf. Rava avaloch. Loi, k'debataritz Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah already said in yesterday's daf. What's echad oyved coming to teach me? Kedarka. Yechayiv when it's kedarka. And then the Mishnah gives you examples of when yechayiv, even when it's shaloi kedarka. But the point is that echad oyved is kedarka. It's not coming to teach me ha'oyved me'ahavo me'yiro. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayas, Abayas said, I hear. That's not my makar. But you know, Amidala, what's my makar? Again, that ha'oyved me'ahavo me'yiro, you can be chayiv. Time we learn to the Brayis, it's a shtachad ve'lohem. V'lo yisov dey. This is in the Aseres Adibris. We learn from there, lohem yata mishtachad. You're not allowed to be oyved Avodah Zarah. Avu ata mishtachad ve'lo adam kemoyscha. You're allowed to bow down to a person. You find in the Torah that they used to bow down to people. So you're allowed to bow down to a person. You're just not allowed to bow down to an Avodah Zarah. It says the Braisa, a very important caveat to this halacha. Yochol, I would have thought, afilu nevot kahaman. I would have thought even someone who's treated as an Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara's example is Haman. Haman was an Avodah Zarah. So even somebody like that, I would have thought you're allowed to bow down to. You're telling me you're allowed to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So you would have thought that you're allowed to bow down, I'm sorry, to a person. So are you even allowed to bow down to a person that is himself an Avodah Zarah? Talmud loy ma'avaloysa avdeh. So loy se'ishtachav elohem v'loysa avdeh. Teaches me laws regarding hishtachavoy. Loy se'ishtachav elohem, you're allowed to bow down to a person.
Not if the person's an Avodah Zarah.
Now, who is the example given in this braisa?
Haman.
Said Abaya, Haman,
Miira Havonevad.
When they served Haman, were people worshipping Haman because they really believed in the power of Haman? No, Haman was a scary guy. He was powerful. They bowed down to Haman because he was second to the king. He was a big deal. That's why they bowed down to him. But it was Miira. And still, you see, the braisa says, we learn from the loisa of day, that you're not allowed to bow down to Haman. For Rav Amar, Rav says, not true. Lav dafka. The braisa never said that if somebody bowed down to Haman, he was an Eved Avodah Zarah. The braisa just used Haman as an example of someone that was theoretically a human being, but viewed by himself and maybe even by others in Avodah Zarah. V'rava ke Haman v'loy ke Haman. Ke Haman in the sense that Yehuguf Avodah Zarah ke. It's just an example of an Adam that's an Avodah Zarah. You're not just bowing down as a social grace. You're bowing down from an Avodah Zarah standpoint. But could be v'loy ke Haman. But maybe someone that worshipped Haman wouldn't have been chayev. Ilu Haman miyira, because Haman people worship miyira. Hacha lav miyira, but really, if somebody worships miyira, you're not. So just to end with one short raid bite, and that is, so we're getting into now the story of Purim. The daf began with Mardechai, ish Yehudi hoye b'shushan abira, ushmai Mardechai ben Yair, ben Shimi, ben Kish, Ishimini. And the daf ended with Bixam Beseresh. But we all know the story, so we know where this is heading. Achar advarim o'ela, Gidal HaMelech es Haman ben Hamdasa. And now Haman is going to become a knacker, and Haman is going to bribe the king. And because of some of the finagling that Haman is about to do, Haman is going to be given a tremendous amount of respect within the Medina that's Mehoidu Vad Kush. So much so, he's going to be treated literally like a deity. To the extent that it's going to be decreed that anyone that passes Haman is supposed to bow down to Haman. Because this is something, a right that he got as a result of the king. But there's going to be one person that's not going to bow down to Haman, and that's Mardechai. The pasuk says, Mardechai lo yichra. Mordechai is going to refuse to bow down. Haman's going to be very upset, and he's going to let out his anger, not just on Mordechai, but really on Mordechai and the entire Jewish. Again, these are the Gemaras that are coming now, but it's all me'inyan, le'inyan, ba'oyse'inyan, and that's the gzera, and eventually, v'nahapachul ha'yehudim, everything is going to play out. So again, v'chal avdei ha'melech, asher b'shar ha'melech, koyrim u'mishtachavim lo'haman, ki chen tziva lo'y ha'melech. However, there's one person, u'mordechai, lo yichra v'lo yishtachav. Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman. So here's the question. Was Mordechai right for refusing to bow down to Haman? Or was he not right? So Pasha, you're going to say, well, of course he was right. How can you bow down to Haman? How can you bow down to somebody? You're allowed to bow down to somebody? You bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah, koyrim u'mishtachavim. How can you allowed to bow down to someone that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The truth is, that's a mistake. Because you find in Tanakh, people used to bow down to other people. The Avraham Avinu bows down to the Bnei Ches. In Parshas Chayisara, Yaakov bows down to Esau. So you see clearly in Tanakh, Pesukim that every child is familiar with, that people are bowing down to other people. And the reason is because Ishtachava was actually a form of Kavod. Today, Shalom Aleichem, Afshakish. But Amol, there was an Indian of Ishtachava. It's pretty dramatic, and maybe in some cultures it still happens. But to bow down to somebody, that was actually a hanhog of kavod. So in and of itself, to be koyrim mushtachav in lahamon doesn't necessarily mean that you're violating anything terrible. It certainly doesn't mean that it's avodah zarah. Certainly doesn't mean that it's yaharig of al yaver. Certainly doesn't mean that you have to risk the security of the entire Jewish nation. So here's the question. The chala, asher b'shar ha-melech, koyrim mushtachav in lahamon. From a pure halachic perspective, who was right? Was it right? Was it okay to bow down to Haman or not? So if you look at Rashi and Megillas Esther, this is in Perigimel Pasuk Beis. V'chol avdei ha-melech asher b'shar ha-melech koyrim mishtachvim l'Haman. Zok teheleg Rashi, she'osa atzmai Elohim. Because Haman turned himself into an Avodah Zarah. So the reason people were bowing down to him was they were literally worshipping Avodah Zarah. Lefichach says Rashi, Umardchai lo yichrav lo yishtachav. It's precisely for that reason that Mardchai refused to bow down. It's because Mardchai obviously wasn't going to be Yovid Avodah Zarah. And even if it meant that he was going to get killed, doesn't matter. It's Yehorig of Al-Yavar. And as a result, there was no way he can do it. If you look at Ebenezer says it a little bit differently. V'chol avdei ha-melech ha-sheh b'shar ha-melech k'irim u'mishtachavim l'haman. Says Ebenezer, v'nochoin ma-shedarshu Rabbi Yisenu z'chreinu l'vracha ki tzuras tzelem v'avoyda zara hayu b'gadav oyal mitznafta. That he had the tzura of a tzelem on his begadim or on his mitznafes, and it's for that reason people were bowing down to him. But again, Ebenezer is saying what Rashi is saying, is that the idea of being k'irim u'mishtachavim l'haman was related to avoyda zara, and it's for that reason Umardachai lo yichra v'lo yishtacheve. We learned the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says, Shalu Talmidim as Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Talmidim asked Rav Shimon bar Yochai, what did the Jews of the generation of Purim deserve to be annihilated? There was a gzeira lahashmedu laharim. What did they do so bad to deserve this gzeira? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, no, you want to make a suggestion? They said, oh, because they had anav mesudas mishalei serash. Yesterday we spoke at the Chassan Sofer that having anav mesudas mishalei serash, it wasn't just sitting in a mosh of leitzim. It wasn't just the fact that there was divrei tiflus going on, but it was related to the fact that that was a suda, that was a celebration of the idea that the 70 years had come and gone. Daniel and Yirmiyahu's nevuah weren't really going to play out. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai said it can't be, because if that's the case, it should have only affected the people in Shushan Abira. Why did it affect everybody? So they said, okay, Rabbi, so why don't you tell us? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, Mnei Sheh Shtach Vulu Tzelem. It's because they bowed down to the Tzelem. Now Rashi says, what does it mean they bowed down to the Tzelem? Two words, Bimei Nebuchadnezzar. It's referring to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Freitim Rashah, he says, I don't understand. Why did Rav Shimon bar Yochai have to say that they bowed down to the Tzelem? And Rashi says, what was the Tzelem? It was the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Say better. They bowed down to Haman. They bowed down to the tzelem that Haman was wearing. Or Haman himself is an Avodah Zarah. So why are we talking about Nebuchadnezzar, which had happened decades earlier? Let's talk tachlis. This is current events. They bowed down to Haman. And you see, Mardchai didn't bow down. And Zokta Marsha, take a look at Rashi in Megillas Esther, where Rashi says in Megillas Esther, Mardchai lo yichav lo yishtachav. Why? Because she'os atzmei aliha. Ulefichach Mardchai lo yichav lo yishtachav. So you see, it was an Avodah Zarah. So you see, everybody was Avodah Zarah. So the Marsha discusses this question, and in the final analysis, says the Marsha, the Teretz is Pashit. The Teretz is, because if the reason of the Gzeira was, because the Yidden bowed down to Haman, who bowed down to Haman? V'chalavdei HaMelech, it was only the people that were in Shushan. So again, it would have only affected the people in Shushan. Meaning, the Talmidim told Rav Shimon bar Yochai, maybe the reason the Gzeira happened was Mipnei Shenen Mesudas Tisholei Sirasha. What was Rav Shimon bar Yochai's taina? In Cain, it should have only affected the people in Shushan. So what's Rav Shimon bar Yochai going to say? Oh, it's because they bowed down to the Tzelem. Which Tzelem? The Tzelem of Haman? Right there. It's the same kasha that Rav Shimon bar Yochai had in the Talmidim will now apply to him. It should have only affected the people in Shushan. So says the Marsha. That's how Rashi knew it was Bimei Nebuchadnezzar, and that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai is not talking about what happened in Shushan. But here's the point. The point is Rashi and Esther and Ebenezer and Esther, and it's Mefurish in the Marsha, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, V'chalav Di'amelech HaShem B'Shar HaMelech K'ir Meshtachem L'Haman, that was Avodah Zarah. U'mart Chala Yichrav Alei Yishtachem, why not? Because of the fact that it was Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, this is not so Pasha. It's not Pasha at all. That the Avdei HaMelech HaShem B'Shar HaMelech that were K'ir Meshtachem were really being Oved Avodah Zarah. And that Mardchai had a halachic obligation to be lo yichrav lo yishtachav, because otherwise he would have been over the Avodah Zarah. In fact, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara. It's a chiddush that Rishonim don't quote us. But it's a mefurish gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, in Perek Arba Misois, Daf Samach Aleph on the base, and the gemaras that talk about the Isra Avodah Zarah. Says the gemara, Itmar, ha'oived avoidas koychav me'ahavu me'yira. If someone's oived avoidas zara, me'ahavu me'yira. Somebody worships avoidas zara, but not because he believes in this avoidas zara, not because of some deep theological reason. Poshim me'ahavu u'me'yira. Rashi, me'ahavas adam u'me'yiras adam. He loves somebody, and therefore he's worshiping that person's avoidas zara, or he's afraid of somebody, and therefore he's worshiping that person's avoidas zara. Aber, v'loi choshva b'liba be'alohos. Really, in his mind, he's not thinking of avoidas zara. If someone acts as if he's being Oved Avodah Zarah, but internally in his mind, nothing's really happening. Is he Oved Avodah Zarah or not? Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye Amar Chayev, Rava Amar Potter. Abaye Amar Chayev, it's real Avodah Zarah. Dapolch, you're Oved Avodah Zarah. Rava Amar Potter, Ikabli Aleh Beliha Inni Loi Loi. If you're physically Mekabel for Avodah Zarah, it's considered Avodah Zarah. But if you're not physically Mekabel for Avodah Zarah, in that instance, it's not going to be considered Avodah Zarah. So Abaye says if someone's over may have a meira, he's an over the avodah zara. Rava says if you're over may have a meira, you're not over the avodah zara. Listen to Rashi's lashon. Rava says potter, bein b'meizah bein b'shogeg laf kum avav. He did nothing. If someone's over the avodah zara, according to Rava, may have a meira, it's a garnish. So the Gemara brings a whole series of questions that Abaye asks Rava. We need one short question. Omer Abaye, so Abaye said, you know what, minala, how do I know that I'm right? How do I know that if someone's over avodah zara, even though he never had in mind in his mind avodah zara, he didn't have a mitzvah avodah zara from a braisa? The Tanya loisa shtachave lohem loisa avde says the braisa lohem iat tomishtachave avla tomishtachave lo adam kemoisa. You're allowed to bow down to a person. Like we said, there's nothing wrong with bowing down to a person. Now, yochel afilu nevet kahaman. You would think you're even allowed to bow down to someone that's an avodah zarah. Like, come on, talmud loy marveloisa of them. If a person makes himself into an avodah zarah, you're not allowed to bow down to him. It's going to be a sased abaye v'hama miyira have nevet. Haman, the yidden worship miyira, right? They weren't really interested in doing it. Why did they do it? They did a miyira. Rashi says it's. The pasuk says clearly, "Ki chein tziv alei hamelech." The only reason they're doing it is because the king commanded that they do it. And afal pi kein, it's a braisa that says that if someone's a neved like Haman, there'd be an isra avodah zarah. That was Abaye's kasha to Rava. How could you, Rava, say that if someone's over avodah zarah may have a meir, it's not avodah zarah? You see that Haman was avodah zarah. It's a braisa. Yochel neved kahaman talmud lo yimar. No, Haman is in the pasuk. It's in the aseres hadibros Haman. That if someone would worship Haman, he'd be avodah zarah. So Abaye, Haman. No one thought much of Haman, but at the same time, kichin tzivalei hamelech. So the whole Haman is me'ahava me'ira. The Rava says the Gemara. What's Rava going to answer? Kahaman v'loy kahaman. Kahaman di iu gufei avodas keichavim. V'loy kahaman ilu haman me'ira v'chalab me'ira. What the Gemara means when it says nevet kahaman, not that Haman itself was a problem, because everyone knows that people were worshipping Haman me'ira. We just want to give a good example of someone that considered himself an avodah zarah. So the Brisa just wants to say something that everybody knows. Everyone knows of Haman, right? Who hasn't heard of Haman? So everyone knows who Haman was. Everyone knows that Haman was avodah zarah. Everybody was bowing down to him. So we're using Haman as an example. But you want to know if the Yidden that were avodah Haman, quote unquote, were avodah avodah zarah, they weren't. Why? Because they didn't have a me'ira. But here's the punchline. Machloikis Abaye and Rava. Whether the Yidden that were bowing down to Haman, were they being Oved Avodah Zarah, or they not being Oved Avodah Zarah? According to Abaye, yeah, because Oved Me'ahava Me'ira is an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's Chayiv Mises Bezdin, Skilo, it's Yahar Gaval Yavar. Rava holds Oved Me'ahava Me'ira is really not an Oved Avodah Zarah. According to Abaye, even though it was Me'ira, because the Pasuk then says, Kichein Tzivalei HaMelech, they were being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. According to Rava, when they were bowing down, they weren't being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So if that's the case, Shtelzich HaGreisa Fraga, Umartchai Lo Yichra V'lo Yishtachav, Bishleib, according to Abaye, Umartchai Lo Yichra V'lo Yishtachav, because Avodah Zarah, you can't be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But according to Rava, it's anyways not Avodah Zarah, it's Me'ahava Me'ira. What was Rashi's Lashon when he described Hum, what he describes the Ovim Mehavim Yira. The Lav Klum of it, it's nothing. So if it's nothing, what's Pashab Shad? How could you understand Umar Chai Lo Yichra V'lo Yishtachave? How did he have a right to be Lo Yichra V'lo Yishtachave? That's the obvious question. We have a related raid bite on this. There's no time to talk about this. But just one Ha'ara as it relates to today's daf that maybe is Emes. And that is, at the very, very, very beginning of the daf, the Gemara asks the question, Ish Yehudi Hayu B'Shushan Abira, Ushmai, Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ish Yemini. And the Gemara asked the kasha, was he an Ish Yehudi or was he an Ish Yemini? Ish Yehudi sounds like he was from Shevet Yehuda. Ish Yemini sounds like he was from Shevet Binyam. So the Gemara said, really, he was an Ish Yemini. You want to know what Shevet he came from? He came from Shevet Binyamin. He came from Shaul. He came from Rachel. He came from Shevet Yemini. But at the same time, why is he referred to as an Ish Yehudi? The reason he's referred to as an Ish Yehudi, said the Gemara, a whole bunch of different reasons. Maybe his mother was from Shevet Yehuda. One of the reasons the Gemara said was Rava Amar. Rava said, because Knesses Yisrael, they were Amrul the Idach Kisa. They would sit around in the street and they would tumble and they would say, Ra'u ma'asa li Yehudi u'mashilim li Yemini. They would say, look at what Shevet Yehuda caused us, and look at what Shevet Binyamin caused us. Look at what Shevet Yehuda caused us. David HaMelech came from Shevet Yehuda. He could have killed Shimon ben Gera. Had he killed Shimon ben Gera, there would never have been a Mordechai. And they said at the same time, look at what Shevet Binyamin did to us. Shaul came from Shevet Binyamin. Had he killed that guy, there would have never been a Haman. Rava said, the reason he's referred to as an Ish Yehudi is because the Olam had tainas on Shevet Yehuda. Specifically, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kam. That's what they had tainas on. For the fact that David didn't kill Shimon ben Gera. It's a fascinating Shitas Rava. Rava says that the Olam was fatainet on David HaMelech, for not killing Shimi ben Gera, who caused Mordechai. In other words, they were very fatayin in a Mordechai. Mordechai, I don't understand, what are you doing? You're provoking Haman. Who gave you a right to provoke Haman? And the truth is, when you read this Gemara, it's a pella. What do you mean? Mordechai is provoking Haman? Mordechai is shuldig? He didn't want to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So why would Rava say this? Why would Rava attribute something which at first glance seems completely irrational? I guess a pasha you learn, these are pashid, mamish, the litzani, adar, these are the gruin sheba of the ummah, and these are the people that are coming with this time. They're pointing fingers, not only on Mordechai, but even on David HaMelech. But the teretz, I think, is it's Rava l'shitasoi. Rava who holds that Oved Me'ahavim Mi'ira is not an Oved Avodah Zarah. So if Oved Me'ahavim Mi'ira is not an Oved Avodah Zarah, so really, lav klum avad. Chalavdi HaMelech HaShem B'Sharah HaMelech Kerem Eshtachim LaHaman. They did nothing wrong. Ki Chayt Tzivalei HaMelech. The whole thing was Mi'ira. Kahaman Abavalei Kahaman. Because really, Haman is not an Eved. So if that's the case, what's Mordechai doing? Mordechai lo yirchav lo yishtachim. Bow down to him. Lav klum avad. So you have to know what Mordechai's cheshbon was. And you really have to know. Because he put the entire national security at risk by going ahead and being lo yirchav lo yishtachaveh. And you have to be miyashavet. But one thing is clear, that Rav Shita in Shas is that when the Yidden were bowing down to Haman, they were doing nothing wrong. And Mordechai at Tzadik mi ikra din Shulchan Aruch, he could have done it 100%, it would have been no problem. Rav Lishitasa in Sanhedrin Samech Aleph on the days, who holds Kahaman abavalei Kahaman, that really, Haman, and the fact that the Yidden were bowing down to him did not constitute Avodah Zarah. So Rav Lishitasa said that Knesset Yisrael Amr Le'idach Yisa, that Ru'uma Asa Le'Yehudi, that look at David HaMelech caused Mordechai, someone that did something so controversial that he refused to, he had a psa cheshben, I don't know what his cheshben was, but whatever it was, it certainly caused the entire Jewish nation to be at risk. That's why they came with Tayanis. Rav Lishitasa, who holds that it wasn't Avodah Zarah, say he was Geirish, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, not Lishvach, like some of the other Amayram were, but Lishitasa, he was the one Amayra that was Geirish Lignai.